ideas and contagions. The same model can be used for the contagions and concentration of ideas. But there are some restrictions on the nature of epidemics I must discuss here. Ideas don't spread without some form of structure. Recall our earlier discussion about how we come prepared to make inferences. Just as we tend to generalize some matters but not others, so there seem to be basins of attraction directing us to certain beliefs. Some ideas will prove contagious, but not others. Some forms of superstitions will spread, but not others. Some types of religious beliefs will dominate, but not others. The anthropologist, cognitive scientist, and philosopher Dan Sperber has proposed the following idea on the epidemiology of representations. What people call memes, ideas that spread and that compete with one another using people as carriers, are not truly like genes. Ideas spread because, alas, they have for carriers self-serving agents who are interested in them and interested in distorting them in the replication process. You don't make a cake for the sake of merely replicating a recipe. You try to make your own cake, using ideas from others to improve it. We humans aren't photocopiers, so contagious mental categories must be those in which we're prepared to believe, perhaps even programmed to believe. To be contagious, a mental category must agree with our nature.